Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Wednesday, it's absurd but real, the New York Times still provides the narrative for the left in America, including the entire network news operation, all three of them. This despite the Times totally botching news coverage of Russian collusion, the economy, and violent crime. So when the New York Times signals something, alert citizens pay attention. And a major signpost appeared on Sunday. Times columnist Maureen Dowd, a devoted secular progressive, wrote an incredible column about President Biden. Fawning does not even come close. She alleges Mr. Biden is doing a fantastic job for the country, a brilliant job. Of course, she avoids mentioning inflation, the catastrophic border, the brutal crime wave, the collapse of the airline industry, Afghanistan, and Hunter. Those things did not make it into Ms. Dowd's column on the Biden brilliance. But one thing was mentioned, Dowd suggesting Joe Biden not run again, and to announce that now. Wait, why would the columnist want Joe to hang it up when he's doing so much good? Because he isn't. And the New York Times fears a Democratic wipeout in November. The hope is if Joe announces he'll go after one term, maybe the left will stave off election disaster. That's how the progressive media and the propaganda network runs these days. Joe should go out on top now, according to Maureen Dowd. In the real world of journalism, this might be the absolute bottom. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.